The test of a new genome analysis system at Children's Mercy Hospital involved diagnosing infants critically ill with genetic diseases. But Dr. Stephen Kingsmore said it has a much broader potential.
We can now consider whole genome sequencing to be relevant for hospital medicine.
Kingsmore hopes the new approach will become more widely available within the next year. The Kansas Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the state's $250,000 limit on non-economic damages in medical malpractice cases is constitutional. But the justices did express concern that the legislature hasn't raised the amount of the cap since it was passed in 1988. The Missouri Supreme Court recently ruled that a similar law was unconstitutional. After false fire alarms and fights, about 50 students were kicked out of the Kansas City School District's African-Centered College Prep Academy. Superintendent Dr. Stephen Green announced a zero-tolerance policy on breaking the school's rules, including the dress code.
This is an African-Centered College Preparatory School, and if that's not what they're looking for, then this is not the place for them.
Parents say problems began after the district took over the school and doubled the enrollment. Senator Claire McCaskill took in $5.8 million for her war chest in the quarter, likely setting a record. The money poured in after opponent Todd Akin said legitimate rapes almost never cause pregnancy. Meanwhile, challenger Akin went negative in his ad campaign.
The stimulus made McCaskill rich. More than $1 million paid to partnerships owned by McCaskill's family.
Several fact-check organizations said the accusations were exaggerations based on unsubstantiated assertions. Retiring Kansas Republican State Senator John Rattle endorsed Democrat Mike Delaney to be his replacement.
There are some people that are so dedicated to partisan politics that they will support the candidate of their party regardless of how bad that person may be. I am not one of those people.
Delaney's conservative Republican opponent, Jeff Melcher, called Rattle out of step with most Republicans. Supporters of a Missouri ballot measure to change the way top judges are selected scuttled campaign efforts. They said without a huge ad campaign, the ballot language, upheld in court, will kill the proposal. MU wide receiver Doriel Green Beckham, former number one college football recruit, and two other players were suspended for a week. MU Police Chief Brian Weimer said
Officers determined that the individuals were in possession of less than 35 grams of marijuana. They were arrested for that.
The two other Tigers suspended are linebacker Torrey Boozer and receiver Levi Copeland. Also in sports, as the Royals set the record for the longest-running postseason drought in major American pro sports, manager Ned Yost fired hitting coach Kevin Seitzer.
We've got a group of young power hitters that are capable of hitting homers. Our offense was built more around, and it was like that last year and this year, singles and doubles.
Yost said the rest of the coaching staff will be back next season. This is KCUR.